Blog Talk Radio.
It's computer buffering. There we go. Just my mic, right? My mic sounds nice. My man, Max is on the line early. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beast Bump Gun, live on the off-ramp. We're in September. September 2nd, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, life is good. Hope you're safe. I hope you're in good spirits. Hope you're having fun. Hope you got a smile on your face. If you have tears in your eyes, it's okay. We are here to try to make you laugh. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's happening in our streets and your streets, talk about the streets, have a good conversation. Could be politics, could be sports, could be sex. So if you got kids that are in earshot, put some headphones in, because there's no holds barred. No holds bar? Is it no holds barred or no holds bar? I'm going to ask my man that extra money when I bring him in. But, yeah, so because we do all that shit, don't have your kids listen to this. When you call in, make sure you use a nickname. I don't want nobody to get canceled. It's a weird world. It's a weird world that we live in. I have a feeling that if I ever become president, They're gonna go back and listen to all of our radio shows, and they're gonna cancel me. But it's okay. I can't say I mean every word I said because most of it's just jokes. We just be out here having a good time. But you know, some people are sensitive like that. If you want to call in, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. You can hit us on all the social medias. My brother Fat Dude hooked up all the social medias. He gave me the password and the account. So I can post all this stuff on all the social medias, and I ain't done shit yet. Can't lie to you. Won't lie to you. One of these days I will. I got a lot of friends that's experts in this computer game. Maybe, hopefully, one day. Somebody says, yo, we're going to put you on a huge platform. Maybe one of them will then say, hey, yo, let me do your computer stuff for you. And I can be like, all right, at least I can pay you for it now. Because right now none of them do it, and it's probably because I can't give them any money for it. And they're all busy, and I can't ask somebody to do nothing for free. But I appreciate my brother Fat Dude for hooking that all up. One day I'll get used to it. And that's really about it, man. I kind of had to rush home to get home. Had a birthday party to go to. So if you hear some stuff in the background, if you hear me start eating, it's because I haven't eaten today. DJ C-Time's got to make me some food, yo. She got to do her wifely duties, yo. And that's really about it, man. So without further ado, again, if you want to call in 929-477-3975, football's back. I'm so excited. College football's back. I got two games on. Blur just dropped off for some reason. But I'm pretty sure he'll call back in. I got my man M Extra Money on the line. M Extra, what's happening, champ?
What's good, brother?
Not much, my brother. How you holding up, man? You still out there saving the world, man? I'm proud of you, man. Every time I see you, you just saving people, yo.
Nah, man, I'm good, man. Back home now, man.
Back home,
long job,
back
yo. Virginia got too much traffic, man.
Yeah, look, Northern Virginia's bad. Northern Virginia and Maryland's awful. That entire corridor is just awful. That's why I love coming to the city. But I can only come see y'all like middle of the night. Yo. It's too bad. It's too tough to get up there.
Definitely awful.
But always good having you on the show. As always, my brother. I got my brother Blur in the building. Blur is really, really
hey.
Good.
Hey, hold on one second, yo. It's no holds barred. B-A-R-R-E-D.
No holds barred. Okay. I appreciate the information. I will have to correct my English going forward. Appreciate that, M Extra. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing? Blur, you got us on mute?
My bad, I had y'all on mute. Feeling great, blessed and highly favored. Thanks for having me on the show. We will not even bullshit, man. Donda, trash or completely trash? Which one you got?
Oh, you try and get right into it. I like it. I like it. I like that energy, man. Now, I'm not going to say it's big dick energy or what you call Trump, but I like the energy that you bring in. I like the Donda album. I think it's well put together. It's long. I can appreciate it. I'm not a big, you know, gospel rap guy. Because, you know, I mean, I think rap, I go back to when I first started enjoying rap with, you know, Biggie and Fat Joe and Pun and all them, when I really, really started paying attention to the lyrics. And, you know, if you want to say, you know, fuck it, I want to go to hell because I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. Like, though I never feel that way, I can appreciate someone who's willing to express that in a song. When you're talking about gospel rap, you got the locks on there and people who are out there cussing and you bleep all of it, I'm like, it kind of limits the freedom of expression. But I guess, you know, to qualify for gospel rap, you can't curse. It's amazing how, I guess God has a lot of rules. But, you know, I disagree, man. I liked the Donda album, man. I thought it was well put together. I don't know if it's something that I listened to a whole bunch more. I thought it sounded great. I thought the beats were clean. I don't know, because, you know, when I listened to the album, I listened to the album twice, back to back, 4 hours. It didn't have who the features were. So a lot of these new kids, I don't really know, like, whose verse it was. I think Lil Durk had a great verse. I think that was him. DaBaby at the end. I didn't realize DaBaby could rap that well. I was pleasantly shocked. Jay is going to be Jay. Jay Electronica is going to be Jay Electronica. I disagree, man. I'm not sure. How'd you feel about the Kanye album? Have you had a chance to listen to it?
I did, and I'm just kind of so-so on it. I agree with the whole gospel thing. I think it was too churchy. The beats were good, though. I think it was a good production, but I just wasn't feeling the gospel rap type everything. And then it was so repetitive. I feel like every song repeated at least one bar, like, 10 times. Like, I mean, I feel like you can't do that. Like, it just got annoying, like, just picking up on little stuff like that. But from the beats to just, if you just listen to, like, at the instrumental, though, because some verses were hot. I'm not going to take away that. But collectively, though, I feel like that's a great instrumental, like, sampling album.
Okay. So, Blur, you didn't like it?
Man, I thought this shit was hot garbage, and I feel bad. I don't know. Wait, can I say that about a gospel album? Because I don't even know if this is a gospel album, but, man, this stuff was horrible. I listened to it 3 times just to be sure that I wasn't overreacting to how horrible it was. On a flight, uninterrupted. I'm sitting in the plane. I ain't got nothing better to do but listen to music. No. I cut that stuff off so quick. Like, man, no, get this out of here. Tried it again after my connection. Nope. Monday, had nothing to do. I had to cut my grass. Listen to it all the way through. All the way through. My yard ain't that big, but, you know, I walk slow. I ain't out here trying to sweat. Took me 2.5 hours to cut my grass. I listened to that complete album, front to back, and started it over. No. Then, you know what? This is supposed to be a double dip. Maybe it ain't meant for one sitting to be tried to consume in one sitting. That's probably asking a lot. Went back to it again. Broke it down. Listened to, like, the first 7-8 songs. Did something else. Listened to another couple songs. Nah, this is not it. Now, I will say there are some hot features. There are some good verses. I like the Jay verse. I like the Baby verse. Somebody else had a dope verse on there, too. But, nah, there are good gospel rappers. Lecrae could rap his ass off. Won't curse. Keeps it all about God. Amazing rapper. I don't know what this was.
Which one's that?
I did not know what this was at all.
Which one's Lecrae?
What's Lecrae's song? Let me think about it. He's just a gospel rapper.
Oh, okay.
So I know that it can be done. I know you can rap. You can spit that stuff and keep it gospel because there's somebody who's doing it. And this wasn't it. This was not it at all. And just like Electra said, like, I think he was trying to combine, I think he was trying too hard. So let me not say it's trash. It's a failed attempt. He failed at trying to combine rap and choir music, I guess. I don't know what he was going for. It just didn't land. It didn't connect. Because the whole keep repeating itself, that's, you know, Baptist church choirs. When the collection plate's going along and they got to just keep, hold on, and they just keep repeating themselves over and over and over again. Yeah, that's what they do in the church. That's not going to work on an album. I don't know why he tried to put that with lyrics or whatever. Nah, so, yeah, man, it's a no for me. Not even close.
So out of five mics, what you giving it? Because you said it was horrible, but then you said it had good features. Out of five mics, what are you giving it?
One mic,
old
maybe?
Old school, new school. Old school, new school.
Whatever your mic system is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if we can go five mics, ain't that what the source used to do five mics here? So,
yeah, but
I'm
that was
one,
the old school and the new school type of five mics, though. Yeah, like, so I was just trying to figure out, like, where would y'all.
Five mics.
I mean, you know what?
Rated from there.
Yeah, five mics, classic. This is a classic, and I give it one mic just because of the features. And I think, you know, three or four, like, really dope features will usually go far on an album, but when you got like 27, 28 tracks, like percentage-wise, four verses on a two-hour album, four tight verses on 2 hours of listening, I'm even thinking one mic might be too high.
Hold on. So you didn't like the Locks verses?
You couldn't even hear the Locks.
What version did you hear? It must be because you got that Android song. What do you mean you couldn't hear?
Matter of fact, if you want to talk in, I was listening to my Apple Beats by Dre headphones twice.
What do you mean you couldn't hear them? I heard them click. Well, let me ask MX, you heard the album.
All I heard was Beats.
No,
MX,
I heard a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what Blur is doing.
I still only give it two mics, though.
So, MX, you give it two mics. Blur gives it one.
They kept bleeping out the locks, though.
Well, it's a gospel album. You can't have cursing to be a
gospel
album.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like, you couldn't even, like, really get the full impact of the locks. That's what I'm saying. Like, once I couldn't hear them, I heard, like, I could actually sonically hear them. But, like, if you just try to mute the punchline and keep muting the words out, like, are you really getting it?
I mean, yeah, it's not hard to understand what curse words they're putting there. I mean, your brain should add them in for you. But, you know, got my man New York, New York on the line. New York, New York, we talking the new Kanye West album, Donda, man. What you think?
What it do, y'all mean? I'm glad to be in the presence, you heard. Sorry, I couldn't make the last show, but you heard. I mean, I haven't even listened to the Kanye shit. I'm just waiting till the hype died down because I don't even want no opinions just to sway my thoughts or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm just listening right now.
Okay. Drake drops Friday. So that should be interesting. But I guess he drops in 3 hours. But, man, so Blur gives it one mic. Actually, you said two?
Yeah, two.
Man, yo, that's tough. I got DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, have you had a chance to listen to Donda, and what you think?
Told y'all I was going to boycott. Nope.
Why are y'all boycotting Kanye? Because he's Republican? Are we boycotting every black person that's a Republican? I would be Republican if they weren't filled with racist people.
Look, I know he's got some mental issues, but...
Yeah, how are you going to boycott a retarded person?
Don't use the platform. Y'all going to hell.
Y'all going to hell.
Don't use your platform. You talk crazy. That's
mine.
Now.
We talk crazy every week.
Flavor's a choice. Me not listening to this crap is a choice.
Well, I mean, that's true. Hey, that's a nice little punchline. So, okay, so you're not listening to Donda.
right, well, just to give my quick opinion, I mean, Blur.
But, you know, okay. I'm sorry, I'm contradicting myself, but.
Stop that shit in the words of them extra money.
I'm not doing it for right now. I'm just listening. But if I will allow myself, if I feel like it's something I really need to experience, I will allow myself to do it. But right now, I'm a hold off on that.
I mean, Kanye's got too much goodwill as far as music. I'm one of those people, I still enjoy Michael Jackson, even though he was out here touching little boys, because I can separate the music from the person. R. Kelly's a little weird because, you know, I could separate it for a while, but now that I know he's talking about little kids, and that's a little bit weird. I always felt like Michael Jackson was, I don't think he wrote his own music, so somebody was talking about a girl. I think. But, you know, I don't know. But I've never been a big R. Kelly fan, so I've never had that issue. But so, Kanye being a Republican and saying all the dumb shit he did, I mean, I don't know if that's his mental thing. I don't know if he's doing that just to, you know, kids are trolling these days. It's like the popular thing to do is to be the anti-person, to be the mental health person. That's like the end thing nowadays. So I don't know if he's doing it just to be popular. I don't know if he's doing it just because he really got issues. But, I mean, he's got so much goodwill with just the music that he's made in the past. I would always at least try. And I thought Yeezus was trash except for, like, two songs. Pablo was all right. The Jesus is King, I thought he had, like, one good beat on there.
Well, the thing for me, like, I like Ye.
Yeah, Ye was all right. It was,
but I listened to it one time.
Right.
And I said that I really liked it, but I never decided that it was something that I
to go back on.
Yeah, so
how much did you really like it? But that's a lot of music nowadays, though. Because I love the J. Cole album. I haven't been back to it since.
Oh, we listened to it more. We were listening to it.
I do listen to
J.
Cole. Yeah.
What was on Yeezus? I don't even remember.
Yeezus was Blood on My Leaves.
No,
The Wolves. That was Yeezus. But you know, but just to get back to the
That's when I was still
defending
everything that Kanye West did.
Oh, okay.
I gotta jump into this.
Go ahead.
It's mad helicopters going on in my area. I don't know if you can hear this little background noise, but my foot.
You alright?
But I'm alright. But yo, we can't say Kanye is not a genius, right? Because he put all the bundle deals, all the packages, the ticket sales and everything, the merch sales and everything. He sold 95, what? I don't even know if it's counting. He sold 95 million in the first week for his album that didn't even release, right? Is he milking the game or what? He playing by the game standards. He's playing by the game standards. And I think at the end of the day, he won regardless of music or anything. Because you already know how artists, like, when they release their first, they release their album, they do the little merch sales, they do the tour sales and all this other stuff. Kanye actually excelled in that shit. He sold 95 million, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. Is he a better marketer than a musician now?
I think he's definitely a better marketer. He's definitely a better marketer to get his music everywhere. It don't matter if you like it or not. He's still getting paid off that.
Yeah, I think he's
a genius. He's a genius when it comes to that. Regardless of music, any that he's a genius when it comes to that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's also amassed enough money where he can have all the researchers do the research and figure out this stuff for him. I mean, I'm pretty sure Kanye's had his input. But, like, you know, I mean, the black community fell in love with Kanye because of the music. All Falls Down, Graduation, you know, Late Registration. So, you know, I qualify Kanye just because of the music, because I don't really know. Like, you saying 95 million the first week, this is the first I've heard of it. I don't even know who these people buying these bundles are. Like, if you're telling me that, yo, I can buy a ticket to go see a person perform and then buy their album, I'm looking at it like, yo, I pay $15 a month for an Apple subscription. I'll just stream your album. I don't need to buy tickets. Now, maybe if I want to buy tickets to see a person in particular, then maybe. But, You know, I never got the whole bundle thing. Like, you know, even when they sold T-shirts to people, I can't fit them shits. So, you know, it never interested me. But, you know, just to circle back on Kanye the musician, you know, I got no qualms about Kanye the genius as a marketer. I mean, he's a genius musically, too. I just got to disagree with Blur and Usher, man. I'm giving this album that, I mean, it's not like I think this is a classic. I don't think this is the best album. I don't know why he was popping all that shit to Drake. I mean, he might have made a new genre of music, which I guess is something to be pretty proud of.
What is it called?
I don't know, like hood gospel? I don't know what this, because I'm giving the album 3 mics. I think it's good. I don't think it's, like, it's not one of them things like, I don't know, man, this joint sounds amazing. That's how I felt about J. Cole's album. I thought J. Cole was really, really good. And I was like, I don't know, that joint might be, that might be the one. But then you go back and listen more, like, yeah, that's not the one, but it's still really, really good. I don't think Kanye's there. I mean, if we're judging him against other greats, I don't think Kanye's album measures up to J. Cole's album. But I'm interested to hear what Drake drops tomorrow.
Wait, hold on. Before you move on to Drake, so you say Kanye's not the one, and you said it's not really, really good. So what are you just saying? It's just flatline good? Just like just above the board good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you're right. It's 30 tracks on there. I would probably replay about half. So it's 50%. Is that an F?
Yeah.
I mean, if 7 out of 14.
Specular.
Oh, gosh, secular. I mean, if 7.
Secular.
If 7 out of 14 tracks are good, is that a classic?
No.
God secular.
Maybe
not at all.
Maybe it's a little killer, a lot of filler.
A little? What the hip hop show have you been watching? A little killer, a lot of filler.
What is that? All killer, no filler. That's not really hip hop. That's a little more, you know. That's a little more.
Hey, let me welcome in this caller. I don't know this. I don't recognize the number. Maybe I'm typing it in wrong. But we got a call from the 240. The 240. Welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Introduce yourself. Give yourself a nickname. Don't tell anybody your real name because I don't want you to get canceled by accident.
I was actually on the show before, so I was Queen, so I'm going to stick to that.
Oh, Queen. Good. That's why I don't recognize you now. I need people to let me know. Queen, welcome back to the offering. Good to hear your voice again. Hope things are well. Have you listened to the Donda album?
You said Kanye? Kanye's album?
Yeah, the Kanye Donda album.
I haven't listened to it as yet because I feel like Kanye's going through, like, a weird stage right now. So I'm just going to wait. I'm waiting for Drake, actually. So I really want to listen to Drake's new album, and then I'm going to listen to Kanye's album.
Man, Drake really do have women really, really listening to his music. I guess that's why I don't enjoy it, because I guess it's made for women. Does Drake make me? I mean, okay. Well, before we go on to the Drake album, because I can't wait to listen to it tomorrow. But I'm not a huge fan of Drake, but I can appreciate his greatness. But his music isn't really for me. So let's just call this Donda album. When we're done discussing Donda, because we got a lot of stuff to get tonight. We got a fake high school that we need to discuss. We got, you know, Republicans taking away birthrights, but mad at Matt. So we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. Anybody else got anything left on Kanye? Then we can move to Drake real quick, and then we can get into some more funny stuff. Anybody got anything left on Kanye? Jump on in if you got something.
Look, I got something. Maybe you just got to listen to it with a louder ears. Maybe you got to come back to it. Like, at the end of the day, it's something new. I mean, that's just not going to resonate with people right now because it, in the climate of the music right now, it's just so saturated. Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe it got to grow on you. Maybe in, like, 2 or 3 weeks, you know what I mean, you listen to it, you know what I mean, it's going to have a different light on you and stuff like that. That's why I don't listen to stuff like this when it comes out first time. You got to let it, like, you know what I mean, play a little bit, and then you got to come back to it when you're ready for it. Yeah, you know I mean, the first listen ain't going to do it for you. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know I mean, you still got your own preference, but I mean, it still can resonate with you at the end of the day, at the second listen, the third listen, the fourth listen, and just like that. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Anybody got anything left on Kanye before we move on? All right, cool. All right, so Queen, I'm gonna open it up with you. Drake drops Friday. Why are you excited to listen to a Drake album? He ain't gonna do nothing but complain. Well, let me ask you first. Drake drops his cover art of a whole bunch of pregnant woman emojis. Did you think that was a cool art cover, or did you think that was in bad taste?
I didn't see that actually. Now I'm about to look that up. I did not see that. You said a whole bunch of pregnant women?
I don't know when these kids do this stuff. I have no idea. My Blur and my other brother share this stuff on my timeline. I don't really follow this stuff.
I feel like with this, I feel like with this, he's probably trying to say, like, maybe his music is going, this album is going to be more like, because, you know, Drake is, like, the type of person that makes love songs, like, songs that have you, like, in your feelings. I don't know if anyone experienced that before. Like, me, I listened to Drake before in the past, and it had me very emotional.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Okay. No judgment here.
I mean,
well,
maybe it's just a baby making album, man. Maybe it's just one of those baby making albums, yeah.
Hey, I feel like it's a baby making album, and he did that.
Hey, M. Extra, I'm going to come back to you to expand a little bit second. Queen, while M. Extra's talking, do me a favor. Look up the Game's Born to Rap cover. I just want you to look that artwork up, and I'm going to come back to you on that. So, M. Extra, are you excited to hear Drake's album tomorrow?
I mean, but I think Drake puts himself in a new category, though. I like his music, but I don't agree with you over there. I think he definitely has his own share of fame that sets him apart from everybody else.
Blur, what about you?
But I'm not excited, though.
You said you excited?
I said I'm not excited. No. I rarely get excited for new like music coming out. So
quite
the wrong person to ask.
All right, Blur, what you got?
No, absolutely not excited. Not even close to being excited. What's less than excited? I'm less than that. I'm not a Drake fan. I mean, I think he sings too much, and with an album titled Certified Lover Boy, I expect it to be mostly singing. I mean, I give him full credit for being a very talented dude, but he's not choosing to express his talent the way I would like. So I was kind of excited for Scorpion because I knew it was going to be a double disc, half rap, half singing. And I thought the rapping side of that was like pretty all right. The singing side of it was like, nah, man, this ain't for me. And I think this is just going to be a whole bunch of singing. So, nah, I don't plan on listening to it tomorrow or tonight or whatever. I'll get to it when I get to it, if I get to it.
I think Drake took a poll before New York City. I think he took a poll, and if people, because I don't agree that Kanye is a genius in marketing. I don't believe that. I think he has the people that do that all that for him, right? And so I think Drake's team looked at it and polled and found a bunch of queens out there and said, they're going to buy my music. And they're going to go to my shows way more than the Blurs and the skateboards of the world. And so I'm going to tailor my music to the people who I know are going to support me most. And that's why he's making these type of albums, right? Because he don't care that he sings too much. As long as he has queens out there, he's going to continue to do that.
I agree with you 100%. I definitely believe that women have always been the bigger consumers of music. And so tailoring your music to them sounds like a pretty smart business move. it doesn't mean you're going to make the best rap music. I mean, and I don't even know if he's considered a rapper. I think he's just considered a genre-less music maker.
Why y'all keep cutting New York? But
I know, because he had the last word last time. But I just want to say this, and I'll let him go. Look at the progression of LL's career, right? He started off hard in the street. And by the end, he was a straight female dude. But we still give him credit for being a rapper because of what he could do. But he also understood that the way he can make the most money is through the female audience. I think Drake seeing and mirroring his thing along where LL took his first. That's just my opinion. But go ahead, New York.
New York, you probably gonna get in. Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'm not gonna listen to it tomorrow. But I think everybody has a solid opinion on it. You know what I mean? Because what Sean Kingston say, you know what I mean? He literally listens. He goes in and talks to shorty before he goes into the booth. And then he makes records about the conversation that he had with these shorties. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's what's selling. You know what I mean? You appeal to the ladies. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's going to sell at the end of the day. It's filling type of music. You got to make music that appeals to the masses. Well, not appeals to the masses. You got to appeal to a certain different type of demographic. But before you do that, you got to make music that has the invoked feelings. So I mean, if his music is invoking feelings in certain type of people, of course he's going to sell. Of course he's going to sell. I mean, not even just as women. I mean, if he talks to a woman about a shorty about heartbreak, you know I mean, the fellas can go through that shit too. I mean, we go through heartbreak like the same time, shit like that. Not necessarily that we want to hear that shit, but I mean, in the sense of these young people that go through these heartbreaks, you know what I mean, that can understand and can feel this type of music. Of course he's going to sell. Of course he's going to sell. Because heartbreak is always going to sell.
Go ahead, New York.
Yeah.
You took that pause. I thought you was
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish.
My fault. But feelings in music is always going to sell. Heartbreak in music is always going to sell. You already know between the 90s era, what they did with the R&B, you know what I mean? Avant, you know what I mean? He was singing his heart out, you know what I mean? 112, they were singing their heart out. I mean, if you can evoke some type of feeling into your music, it's always going to sell. It's always going to sell. It's always going to climb the charts at the end of the day. But that's my take on it.
TJC Siren, you excited about Drake coming out tomorrow? Does he invoke your feelings? Does his music make you think, oh, I hate the fact that I'm married to Beach Bum Gun?
No. I don't really.
That's good.
Y'all keep talking about school women from women. I don't really. I like Drake, but I don't listen to his music like that. I don't think I've ever listened to one Drake album from beginning to end.
None of them are that good.
I never streamed an album. I just listened to a single. I think the one time when we were painting.
When I was painting,
and you put on his album. That's the one time I might have listened to more than listened to some songs. But I like Drake. I respect Drake. I've always listened to his music, but I don't go out of my way to listen to it. And I'm a woman. Surprise.
You're a little weird though.
I want to hear it. I want to listen to some good music. I think I've gotten over the fact that Drake doesn't rap, and that we kind of have some, lovey-dovey, half-singing stuff that isn't quite, it's not that it has to be hardcore, but I'm just saying, it's a little soft. And
he's the Beyonce of men.
I guess. I think Beyonce's a little harder than Drake. But So, but it's cool. I mean, it's cool, and I enjoy it. I think it's good music. I'll probably listen to that maybe definitely before Kanye, but I don't know. I'm not once Drake released something, I'm not like running to go listen to it.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, Queen, let me come back to you. Because this could be a generational thing. Like me, DJ C. Siren, M. Extra Blur, we're not excited. But, you know, Queen, New York, like Drake was y'all, like y'all era's superstar, your generation's superstar. Is this one of those things where, like, he can't put out bad music in y'all mind, like, just because he's been so great for so long? And that what makes you excited? Is it kind of like how I feel about Kanye? Like, Kanye's got such goodwill when it comes to music for me because he's put out so much great music in my lifetime. When, you know, I was going, like, when I was in college, when the college dropout came, that I'm going to at least always give it a listen. I'll always be excited for a Kanye West project, even though I may not like it afterwards. I'll always be excited to at least go listen to it. Do y'all feel that? Queen, do you feel that way about Drake?
I would say yes, because the time that, like, when Drake became really popular, I was in college, so I would say yes. I don't know, it's just something about Drake, and I feel like I always like Kanye. I don't have a problem with Kanye. I still listen to old school Kanye, but new school Kanye, I don't know. I'm not really feeling his music, but I still have to, like, listen to his album to see if I'm feeling it. But like you said, like, well, this is album that you were talking about, like College Dropout, like that was a good album. Like, I still listen to that album to this day. But Drake, I feel like when he comes out with music, it's just like, to me, it always, I can relate to it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I like how he mixed it up a little bit. Like, he could rap and he could sing at the same time.
Drake can't sing. Y'all got to stop putting out that lie. The man can't sing.
He can't sing, but it just sounds, it's going with the flow. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. I just like it.
He makes great music. Like, I won't ever, like, you know, shortchange him on, you know, the amount of music that he's made and, you know, the success he's had. But we got to stop saying Drake can sing and rap. He can rap really well. He can't sing well. He just makes good music. But we got to stop with the Drake can sing because he can't. But all right, cool. I mean, look, album comes out at midnight, hopefully. Hopefully we won't be disappointed. We'll have some reviews. Anybody got anything left on Drake? Blur and Metro, y'all been quiet for the last couple minutes. Y'all got anything left on Drake?
We got bigger fish to fry than Drake.
All right. Anybody else got anything? All right. That's the Drake topic. So we will discuss his album next week when we come. All right. So look, what? Oh, I thought somebody was saying something. All right, M. Extra, man, what you want to rap about? I do want to talk about Bishop. We can talk about that.
I just want to just say this one thing, because we did talk about it last week about all these mask mandates and all this other kind of stuff, and can you get fired and can you not get fired? And then, you know my mantra, you said it earlier about the hypocrisy of it all, and I just can't help but point out the fact that what's going on in Texas is the biggest hypocritical thing that, I don't know, of this time, I guess, right? You know what I mean? Say what you want to say about a woman's right to choose, but when you put it into the context of what everything that a Republican will stand for in terms of Second Amendment rights, don't take my guns away, you know, because I have a right to say it from a constitutional standpoint, and the things that you can have somebody have a $10,000 bounty, right, that says, oh, if a bill gets passed that you can't have that, right, or you own a gun, right, so now I could pass a restrictive law that says you can't have this gun. Like, that, they were screaming bloody murder, right? They're screaming bloody murder about a mask mandate that's protecting actually and facts are that they're killing so many people in this state, but they're fighting tooth and nail about the requirements of a mask, and then they turn around and pass the most restrictive women's abortion law on a book, right? And it just makes no sense to me. It just can't be what our democracy is about, and this can't be what our humanity is about, right? Where you got someone that says that, oh, but you can't wear, they don't want you to wear a mask, or they don't want you mandated to wear a mask, but I'm gonna tell a woman what they can and can't do with their own body. Like, I just, and me not even being a woman, but being a father of three girls, that shit just pisses me off. And it's so hypocritical that a man is out here making these kind of laws, but at the same time not protecting the own people that he's supposed to represent with a COVID variant that is actually killing his own people. So it's hard for me to reconcile that for the whole Republican Party in Texas, because I'm not going to say everybody, even though I think this is going to set a lot of precedent for a whole other states that are looking at, from Mississippi to even the South Dakota governor saying, hey, we need to look at our current laws and see how we can go beyond what Texas is doing. It's just crazy to me how this is allowed to happen, right? And then for the Supreme Court to sit and act like they can't put an injunction behind this, but just say, oh, they just didn't put together a solid case, so we're just going to sit on our hands on it and don't sign the opinion, right? It's just kind of crazy to me. And to all the pro-choice people out there and pro-life people, you can't be pro-life if you're out here not against mask mandates where you know it's killing people. You can't say that you're pro-life if you're not at the same time saying talking about guns and what they're doing to people, killing people. You can't say you're pro-life if you're out here talking about not talking about getting rid of the death penalty, right? So what you are, you're just pro-birth, right? Because at 6 weeks, half of the time, women don't even know that they're pregnant. And for you to reduce it all the way down to 6 weeks, when just because you say a fetal heartbeat, that's where that starts, but you don't even know if you're pregnant. And then you don't even exclude being raped or, you know, being forced into, you know what I mean, these kind of sexual acts. And then you're supposed to expect that woman to carry that baby to term, right, and not give her no option to decide whether she wants to do that or not. To me, I just think as a man, that's just pissing me off, because I know if one of my daughters got raped and got pregnant by it, I would wholeheartedly support her not wanting to carry that baby full term just because of the trauma that's associated with it. And I think any man, if they're a strong father of a woman, would feel that same way. But because of the 5% of the religious population that they're trying to represent, they want to make this a wedge issue. It's crazy to me. And my last point is that you know, on that same line, right, of why they're doing this, it's not even affecting the people who they're representing, right? Because at the end of the day, if they're rich, right, in Texas, they're going to go to another state because they have the means to fly to another state to get their abortion, right? But what it's really affecting is the black and brown people, the poverty-stricken people who don't have the access to get cars and drive across the state, you know, or drive to another state to be able to exercise their right to choose. So really this is not about a whole women's issue. It's about really furthering the gap between the haves and the have-nots, because this bill is directly going to affect pretty much the black and brown people or the low-income people that can't have the means to fly to another state to get an abortion if this stands. So that's my rant. That shit just pisses me off, as you can probably tell.
All right, Blur, you got anything on that?
Yeah, I'll just expand on that a little bit. You know, it's I think Emesha might be wrong when he said they're pro-birth. I think they're anti-choice. I think that's exactly what it comes down to. I don't think they're pro-life. I don't think they're pro-birth. I think they're just anti-choice, because you touched on it right at the end on your last point. They're going to get abortion if they feel the need to, if they want to. It's not pro-birth. They just, hey, we want the choice to do it. We're not giving anyone else a choice. Just like Sarah Palin, when she was running for vice president with Duke, and her daughter was pregnant. Her daughter kept the baby. And they were like, hey, did you force her? Like, no, she had a choice. Like, yo, how are you going to give your daughter the choice to have the baby or not but you want to take the choice away from everyone else. And that's the game plan. That's what they do. It's, A, we want to force these beliefs that we have on you, but whenever we feel the need that we don't want to follow these beliefs, we're not going to. And, yeah, it's some BS. And then the extent of this law is remarkable. I didn't go far. It's remarkable. I low-key am impressed, like, how the audacity they had, like, yo, anybody can sue you for even helping in an abortion. Like, if you drive somebody, if you're an Uber driver, you drive somebody to an abortion clinic, you can be sued by anybody. Like, that is some BS. Like, the scope and the reach of this law is impressive. Like, imagine if somebody, if a liberal or someone else decided, like, yo, we're going to find a law that actually does good, and we're going to make it reach out that far, like far beyond the reaches of what it's actually applied to do. We're just going to have a big, wide wingspan. Like, I'm low-key impressed by how the audacity and the effectiveness of the way they got it done. It's impressive.
DJ C. Siren? Oh, he was out the room. New York. Well, let's go to Queen. Queen, you're a lady. What do you think about everything that's going on in Texas with the abortion law and still having a mask mandate?
I agree with who was speaking before.
It don't matter. He's irrelevant.
Okay.
It was either
before the last person who spoke, where he vented. Like, I agree. Like, if it, God forbid, if it was one of his daughters who was in a situation, yeah, like, no one should tell you that, hey, you cannot get an abortion. Like, as a woman, I feel like you should have a choice to do whatever you want with your body.
Okay. New York, I'm sorry, Queen. I thought you – the silence, y'all got to remember, if y'all sound, I'd be thinking y'all done. But go ahead, Queen, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm finished. I'm finished.
Oh, okay. New York, what you got, man?
Look, I got to apologize for the background noise. It's mad active around here. But
yeah, I know you're getting chased.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Look, it's kind of crazy. I think Texas is really wilding right now. Texas is really wilding as a whole state right now, as far as there's not even an abortion shit. It's just everything that's going on in Texas. They just mad wilding. But, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, I just don't understand how, yeah, I mean, politicians can, like, pass legislature on a woman's body, yeah, I mean, and then they don't have nothing to do with it at the end of the day. Not even that. I don't even think, like, what the law has passed has, like, literally, like, included, like, either, like, rape, incest, or anything a part of that is in a legislature. Like, I don't understand. Like, so what you think? Like, you know what I mean? You get raped by somebody, you just, you know what I mean? If you feel some type of different way, like, you know what I mean? In the state of Texas, you can't get an abortion if you get raped, if you don't want to have somebody type of baby, or, like, somebody, if your family member, like, abused you, and, like, in that certain type of situation, now you're pregnant, now you can't get an abortion in the state of Texas. Like, that shit is just crazy to me. That's just crazy. Not only that, but now you got to flee to another state to get an abortion. Like, how? Like, how, first of all, in the black and brown communities, how, like, you know what I mean? I feel like that targets it. But, like, how, like, first of all, how are you going to get that money to get an abortion in your state? But how, if they outlaw that shit, How are you expected to come up with the money to not flee this state, but then get an abortion in another state? I think that shit is just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's wild, right? Because, you know, it looks like we're all on the same page here when it comes to abortions. You know, I feel like, you know, as a person who's
paid for an abortion before, right? Like, I don't like abortions. I didn't like it when I had to pay for it. I can't say had. That's a tough word to use in this instance. But the young lady, yeah, you know what I mean? So I don't like it, but I recognize, like, she knew I wasn't shit. Like, you know what I mean? She wasn't going to risk the chance of me not being in her life and in this kid's life and going through it, right? So this is what she wanted to do, and, you know, I got to live with that fact, right? I understand why people don't like it because, you know, for those out there that believe, you know, and it's their belief, you know, it's murder, right? You know, these people believe, yo, you're killing this baby, it's murder. It's wrong. But these are the same people who will tell you that the death penalty is okay. These are the same people who will tell you that if a black man is telling the cop, leave me alone, and the cop shoots him, well, it's okay because he should have complied. The reason why I hate these discussions is because it's really just about what I always say. It's just gang turf. It's red versus blue, right? Like, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, I'd be okay if somebody says, yo, I don't believe in abortion because it's murder. And then I say, yo, what about the death penalty? And they're like, yo, I still don't agree with it because it's murder. Okay, cool. What do you think about cops shooting kids in the back from running away? They say, yo, I don't care. It's murder. God don't want us to murder. We shouldn't be killing anybody. I'd be actually okay with that line of thought. I would understand how they will come to that conclusion. But it's what MX always preaches. It's the inconsistencies. You can't tell me that making laws on the book to make this so difficult for women to have abortions, that if I get an Uber driver and he drives me to get an abortion, he can be sued. But then you run up in the White House because you don't like the way the election goes and break into the Senate floor. Like, are you for obeying the laws and doing things for the laws, or are you not? That's where my problem comes. I never have a problem with anybody's thoughts, ideals, unless it's about the color of someone's skin. Because no one can choose that. We're born, we look like the way we look. We're born with the color of our skin. So if it's anything about the color of our skin, then I'm out of it. That's one thing I just don't, I crack jokes on it, but it's one thing that I just don't tolerate, right? Everything else I can kind of pretty understand, because I just have that type of mind. But it's that hypocrisy. So for Texas to say, hey, you know, we're going to make abortions and getting abortions and helping people to get abortions so difficult that no one's ever going to have an abortion, that to me is just false thinking. People are going to have abortions. It's the same thing they did with prohibition. If it didn't work when they decided to make alcohol illegal throughout the entire country and mobsters rose up and made all this money on illegal bootleg sales, it's going to be the same thing with abortions. It's just scarier because now you're talking about girls in the back alleys getting abortions from, hopefully they're not shady doctors, hopefully they're doctors who are trying to just help out, like, you know, the people in the Underground Railroad. But you're going to have these people who do abortions who, you know, probably aren't in the best environments. And it's just sad, because if you believe in God, if you believe in God's will, if you believe in God's law, and you think God doesn't want abortions, then let God figure this out. You don't have to put no laws.
That's the only.
We can't be over here bombing Afghanistan, fighting China, doing all these wars, killing innocent people, and then say we holy.
Right. Look, I gotta see what he's gonna say.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick though, because I just escape. I mean, whatever.
So
a couple things, right? One, we also have in our Constitution said we have a freedom of religion. So therefore, I don't care what your religion is, right? If your religion it says that you are against abortion because it's murder, then that's, you have the right to practice that religion. But what you can't do is pass your religion onto me. Since that's the same argument as freedoms of why I don't have to get vaccinated, right? If you don't feel like you have to get vaccinated because I have a freedom,
well, then I have no right to pass that on you and make you get vaccinated. And so you can't at one side of your mouth and say, I'm not going to force people to get vaccinated, but I'm going to force somebody to do what I want them to do based on my religion, and then say, at the same time, I'm withholding the Constitution that says I have a freedom of religion. If I'm an atheist, then I don't practice your religion. So this whole premise around the law based off of what a Bible says is crazy, because at the end of the day, that same doctrine that you are abiding by says I have a freedom of religion. Like, we had a whole war because we wanted freedom to practice religion, right? So that's the basis and foundation of this country, right? And so that's the first point. The second point is that I may be pro or may not like abortion or be against it, but at the end of the day, that's my own opinion. And just like if I choose to have a gun or I choose not to have a gun, there's people that are anti-gun, but they have a right to have it. They just choose not to have it because that's still a choice, right? And then my third point is that these same Republicans that are passing these type laws are the same Republicans that aren't passing health care for all. There's something called the ACA, or what we know as Obamacare, where in Texas they have shut that down. So they're not even giving these same women who they're forced to have babies now the access to health care to even take care of the babies. So how can you say on one hand you're for all this pro-life, but you ain't even going to give me the necessary medical and health care for me to have a successful pregnancy, right? So you can't – so that's just the whole thing is just fucked up. Like, you're taking away a system of health care for me because of that, and then at the same time you're saying, oh, yeah, but you're going to have this baby, but you're not going to give me the proper health care to have the baby successfully. So when you peel back the whole layers of that onion, like, they're basically setting them up to fail, but you're forcing them to do something. It's like, I'm forcing you to do something, but I'm gonna take away all the infrastructure for you to be successful. And then that's why you see the infant mortality rate and the maternal mortality rate among black and brown people higher in this nation than you see of their white counterparts, because at the end of the day, they can't afford those health cares because we have red states taking away access to health care while at the same time forcing them to have unwanted pregnancies. So you can't.
I'll be cool
with the law. Just finish with this. I'll be cool if they were just like, you know what, we're going to make it harder, but we're going to give you all the means to make sure that you can have a successful pregnancy. But what you can't do is just take that away and then force me to have a pregnancy. That's just asinine. It's asinine and ass backwards. You know what I mean? And to give $10,000 for something, these are going to create bounties. Like anybody up to $10,000 can just hunt you down just knowing, and then try to turn you in because they thought you had a pregnant abortion, right, to get $10,000. You know what they just created? Come on, man. That's the stupidest shit ever.
Hey,
before you jump in.
Hey, hold on, New York. I just got one quick question to M. Extra, and then you're right back in. M. Extra, are you at a Ferris wheel?
Nah, man. I'm just at a restaurant eating.
Okay. I thought you was at a Ferris wheel. New York, go ahead. Because it would have been great if you had a discussion on abortion while riding a mini horse in a circle. That's all I was picturing.
The merry-go-round,
yeah,
right?
I thought he was fired up about abortion, riding in a circle on a mini horse. Go ahead, New York, and then
look,
Blur jump in, and then Queen, I'm coming to you.
It has nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to gain the knowledge of M-Extra, right? Because you're more spiritual than I think you on a higher spiritual realm than I am, right? I just have to ask this question, right? So, in the sense of spirituality and abortions, right? How did you feel about abortion? What is your take about abortion? We're put on this earth to create, in a sense, right? So if we take from that life, that's a part of us that's supposed to create in a sense of creation in a sense, and if we take that away from ourselves as far as abortion, what is the consequence? I don't know if you understand the consequence, but what kind of insight can you offer somebody that's like literally like that's already pregnant, you know what I mean, that's going through that type of situation, that's really thinking about abortion. We're here to create, but they take a life from what we're here to do. What is the consequence of that? I don't know.
So I'll answer this question, right? Because I get, you know what I mean, just as a dad, right, or somebody who had a partner, had kids, right? One of the things that we because again, it's crazy how we want to bring in God and we're here to procreate, right? But there's miscarriages happening all the time, right? So if our species was that perfect, we would have no miscarriages, right? If our species was that perfect, we wouldn't have moms dying because they delivered a baby, right? So we wouldn't have babies coming out ill-formed, malformed, right? Like if that species was that perfect, right? And so we do all these things and we say all these things, but we don't look at the whole argument and the whole picture. And so I want to ask and I would challenge that same person. If you knew that the person you got pregnant, life, she was going to die, right, by delivering this baby, right, who would you choose, right? Because if we're going to talk about life and death, this is a traumatic thing, right? So do you choose the baby or you choose the mom or your wife or your girl, right? So for me, my personal, I'm choosing my partner. Why? Because I know we can try again, right? I'm choosing to save her life. I'm not choosing the baby, right? That's just me, but that's my personal choice, though, right? And I feel like everybody's could face that same thing and make a different choice. Somebody's like, listen, man, you know what? You lived a great life. I'm going to carry this baby, and we're going to live in remembrance of you. I don't know. But at the end of the day, though, I still think that it's a decision that the woman and her doctor should have, period. Like, and you know what the only thing that's going to change is that if the woman legislator passes mandatory vasectomies for men, see how many motherfuckers will stand up and say, yeah, you're right, yo, I don't got a choice. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I had more than two kids, so I got to have a mandatory vasectomy. See how many motherfucking men would I be out here, like, be lining up, being doing that shit.
All right? Blur, you jumping in?
Like,
oh, I'm sorry. MX, are you good?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. The pause got me. I'm not trying to cut you off. I just thought she was done. Blur, you jumping in?
I will say this, man. MX has got to be the worst person to be having dinner next to right now at the restaurant. Whoever is sitting in the booth next to him, they are upset. They're like, yo, man, I'm trying to enjoy my creme brulee, man. I'm on my tiramisu, and you over here talking about abortions.
Yeah, he's a terrible dater.
I'm by myself, man. It's just me and my kids, man. It's just me and my kids. It's just me and my kids right now.
Oh, give my nieces
a... Oh, man, you talking about abortions at the Chuck E. Cheese, man? You at the Chuck E. Cheese talking about...
Nah, you don't understand. MX kids is way too old for Chuck E. Cheese. They probably got...
I got expensive dates. I got expensive dates, bro.
Yo, bring my nieces down, yo. I tell my nieces I want them to come hang out with Uncle Gunner for a weekend. But yeah, go ahead, Blur.
Nah, that's it. I mean, I think it all comes down to choice. And I think whenever, to touch on a little bit on what New York was talking about with the religious side of it, being pro-choice don't mean you're going to have an abortion. Like, you just have the right to choose to do so or not. You can choose to have a baby. So, yeah, this is just it's all just taking the choice out of your hands for the most part. And, yeah, like no one, they're forcing you to have a child. I think I saw that somewhere and it's like, stop trying to force motherhood or something like that. They're forcing people, women, to become mothers. And I guess people say you took that chance whenever you laid down and have unprotected sex or whatever, voluntarily or involuntarily. But it's all about choice. That's why I've always hated the term pro-life, because it's not, you're not, the other side is an anti-life. They can choose to have a kid or they can't. It's all about your ability to make that choice for yourself. And Yeah, they're essentially taking that choice away from you. Sucks.
Queen? Queen, you want to get in this or you tapping out?
I had a thought, but then I lost it. Honestly, because I thought you were going to come to me next. Yeah, so I really had a thought of what I was going to say when Amex is talking, but I just lost it. But I think it was more about when he was talking about how he said he would choose his partner rather than the baby. Why is that? Like, if that's your child, why would you not pick your kid? Because are you, like, in fear of that your woman's going to die giving birth to your child? Is that why?
Make another one look just like
no.
you.
No, what I was saying was, if my wife or my partner is in labor, and she was going to die having the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
The doctor can only save one or the other, right? There are situations where a decision will have to be made. You either deliver the baby, the mom's going to die, or you terminate the pregnancy so the mom will live.
Bring
right?
another doctor in.
So
I'm just ad-libbing.
So for me, if I was faced with that decision, I would choose my partner because we could make another baby.
Oh, okay. I thought you were when you said that, because you know black women are more likely to die giving birth than any other race. So I thought that's what you
exactly.
meant. Like, yeah. Because they don't, honestly, like, when a black woman is pregnant, they really don't care. Like, they don't go out their way to make sure that they do enough tests or check on their, like, their blood work or anything like that. So that's why more black women die giving birth. So I thought that's what you meant, but okay. Guess I was like, hey. But I have no other comments.
I'm sorry. DJ C-Siren, you want to jump in? Yo, would you choose me or the baby if you had to make an abortion?
If I had to make an abortion?
Yeah, but this is like...
you?
Like if I was having a baby, would you choose me or would you choose the baby?
The dumbest question of all time.
Would you choose me or the baby? Let's have a marriage fight. Because I know you choose the baby. You just don't want to tell me if I can.
Your life depends.
Yeah. My life. If either I was having a baby or I die, you get to choose the baby. Who are you choosing?
You.
You lying. She be lying to y'all. She get rid of me in a heartbeat, yo.
This is a shame. I don't know.
Texas is just a fucked up state, right?
I underestimate the sneakiness of these Republicans. It's like they realized that they could not do this to go through lawyers or actual people or government officials, and once they said that, you know, the officials that, you know, this is not a law that we would enforce, they figured out a way. It's like, okay, well, we're just going to have any Joe Smo on the street report this and sue people. And it's like, y'all sneaky, y'all real sneaky.
This is why people should be allowed to whoop someone's ass. Because if you snitch on me, because I took, like, if you call me for an Uber and a girl takes me to get an abortion, and then you sue me, I should be able to whoop your ass.
Definitely. There needs to be an asshole. So, I mean, we can talk about the hypocrisy all day. You know, y'all over here talking about this is, you know, I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to do this. But we're gonna make sure y'all don't do this. So, it's the same thing. I don't have anything to add. It's just ridiculous. It's just, I'm just disappointed that, it's there's remnants of Trump. It's very, you know, this is why I almost cried when
Yeah, you did cry.
Justice Ruth Vader died because it's like this is the setup right here. And the fact that this Supreme Court didn't try and stop this is, you know, the reason why we were all scared anyways. And things like this get to slip by. And, you know, and they said the other states haven't gone to this level yet because they're confident that, you know, when it comes down to it, the review of Roe versus Wade, they're going to try and overturn it anyways. So, and it might not be that far-fetched. So, you know, it's just sad. But we already knew this was happening. And when all of our old judges started dying and we let that man put in people, we knew that it was going to be a tough time. So, it's unfortunate. There's just going to be a lot of people suffering because of it. And, you know, you're just taking away people's choice. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's a lot going on. Hey, I got my homegirl Callie calling in. Callie, welcome to the off-ramp. Glad to have you on the show tonight. Hey, we are discussing the new laws, and we're about to end the subject, so if you got something to say, feel free to conversate. But we're discussing the new laws in Texas where you can get someone arrested for taking a woman to get an abortion. Have you followed any of that news? You got any comments on it, or you just want to wait to the next topic?
No, I follow some of it, and hello, everybody. But I'm sure everything's been said that I would want to say. So I'll let you guys move on to the next topic.
Okay. Hey, Callie, you doing good work out in California? We had a conversation earlier today. I just want to give you the floor to let people know what's going on. That the wildfires are still burning in California. You're headed out next week to help folks. Let everybody know what's going on. So, you know, if people can call in and help or send some money help, let people know how they can help and what you're doing.
I don't know that I have those resources right in front of me at this moment, but yeah, the fires are still burning in California. It's still so right now Lake Tahoe, the Caldor fire was evacuated in El Dorado County, which is a lot of the forest range and what we would call Northern California. And so I'm in the Bay Area, and we also have fires that are burning down south, and there's multiple fires. And so air quality for the past probably 2 months has been mask-worthy and has been pretty shoddy. So, like, right now, for instance, there's such a haze over the sky that, like, you can't actually see the sky. So even if there's no clouds, but you can't see the sky because of all the ash and all of the everything. And I'm at least, like, 4 hours away from the nearest fire. So
That's crazy.
An animal control officer. Yeah, so I'm headed out next week to go assist with search and rescue efforts next week. So, yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate your hard work. I know the love that you have for the West Coast. I know I called you on the spot, you know, but whenever you get that information on how people can help and reach out, you know, feel free to text it to me. Let me know. We would love to send some help out there. Even to the people that's dealing with Ida. Is it Ida the hurricane that hit New Orleans? I think it's Ida.
Yeah.
Idra? Ida? Yeah, that's it. So definitely appreciate, hey, Callie's going to go out there and wrangle some horses. I was joking with her earlier. She's headed out there with a rope to catch wild horses out there in the California wildfire. So let us know if there's any way we can help. We definitely appreciate your work. So
just real quick, there is an organization. It's called NACA, N-A-C-A, National Animal Care and Control Association. And on their website, they have a lot of resources and ways to donate on their website.
Oh, definitely appreciate that. So everybody out there, go ahead, donate. Let's figure out how we can help these animals out. Because, I mean, that is crazy. I mean, because when you run into these wildfires, like, people out here, like, I guess, Callie, you could speak more to it. Like, as a dog lover, someone who's
who's had dogs, you know, love dogs. If something was happening, if there was a fire in the house, I'd make sure the wife and kid get out. But after them, it's the dog. So how do these animals get stuck in a wildfire situation where they just don't take their animals?
So honestly, for the most part, it's not so much dogs as it is like your indoor-outdoor cats or the wild animals. There's also a lot of farm animals that you just can't take all your chickens and your pigs and your cows and your horses, right? So, you know, I helped out with the Paradise fires last year and the Sonoma fires a few years before that. And, again, a lot of it is just how quickly these fires have been burning and how forceful the winds have been. It's caught some people off guard. Luckily, with Lake Tahoe, they've been able to evacuate. But El Dorado County, like the rural parts, like, again, the farm animals are a big concern right now. But, for instance, like with the Paradise fire, you know, a lot of that just they woke up and the fire was in their backyard. And like you said, you're grabbing your family and you're headed out, and hopefully your dog listens and isn't too freaked out and comes with you. You know, but your cat is hiding under a bed somewhere, right? You don't have necessarily time for that. So it's a hot
yeah,
time. It's a mix of.
Hey,
so for
hey,
instance,
Callie, can you,
I'm,
can you,
again, I'm
can
in the
you,
Bay
can
Area.
You,
oh.
No, I just want you kind of rattled that the organization off real quick. Can you send that to Beach Bomb so you can send that to me, please?
Yes, I can.
Or if you know who you're talking to, you can Facebook message me. I don't know. And that's the money.
All right. So
yeah, that was weird. But,
yeah, so. So, yeah, Callie, give me that information so I can share it with everybody. Definitely appreciate all the hard work you've been doing. So is anybody got anything left on the abortion topic? Does anybody got any questions they want to ask Callie about the fire before we go into the next subject? All right. So the next topic that I want to discuss, hey, Callie, again, welcome to the show. If you're going to stay on, I know you're a busy lady. If you're going to stay on, just throw yourself on mute. When you're ready to talk, feel free to jump in anywhere. You know, it's really no format. I like to go around robin, so I'll call you to see if you got any comment. But if you want to jump in, feel free to. So next topic, man. Yo, we got to get to this Bishop Sycamore story. It's the greatest finesse ever in the world. How does a high school that doesn't exist with a head coach who has a warrant out for his arrest for fraud start a high school football team full of JUCO college players, get to play on ESPN against real high school players and get their ass whooped? I'm not even mad at the finesse. I'm not even mad that, you know, if you can find a way to put yourself on ESPN for the masses to see, if you can find a way to get your players some playing time. They played two games in 3 days. They had just got their ass whooped Friday night and then played against the best high school team in the country, arguably the best. There's a couple others out there that can play good with them. But this is one of those schools. IMG is one of them high schools in Florida where basically IMG is a sports, whatchamacallit, a sports agent, you know, basically started this high school. It's basically a farm system for these kids to go right from high school to a college, and then once they finish college and they sign with the NFL, they sign with IMG Sports, right? It's a farm system to try to get these great high school athletes, when they become professional athletes, to sign on with their sports agency. So they get a lot of great recruits, right? The fact that these kids at this fake high school was running off the field, taking their helmets off, and giving it to some other kid because they didn't have enough helmets for all the kids to play. And these are junior college kids. These aren't even high school kids. In the world of COVID, where a face mask is over your head, you are breathing and spitting and sweating in this helmet, and you come off the field and give it to another kid, and you got on national TV, baby, prime time. You got your ass whipped, but you on there prime time. Is this Blur? Is this the greatest Vanessa ever?
No, I'm gonna say no. I don't think it's that big of a finesse, because I mean it's not that far of a stretch. Like, dude did his due diligence to get them on with, like, they were supposed to have a Zoom call with ESPN, and he purposely missed the Zoom call and then just sent them a packet, and he was lying about, hey, we got people getting recruited from Nevada and people recruited from this school. Maybe that was true. Maybe these JUCO kids were recruited by these schools at some point. But, nah, I mean, JUCO's only 2 years, so these guys are only 2 years, maybe even less, removed from being in high school. And it is an online school, so, I mean, it's an online school. You got kids who are just removed from being in high school. I mean, I could see the finesse. I could see how you got them on there. But it's not that big of a stretch. It's not as far-fetched as the headline initially says.
It's not just – there's not even a classroom for these kids. These kids slept on the floor of a house for practice.
It's an online school.
Yo, these kids
had
to rob a Walmart. These kids had to rob a Walmart to eat. When your own players are admitting to robbing Walmart just to eat, this has to, and you're on national TV, it's got to be top five greatest finesses. Maybe.
Wait, you think ain't nobody from IMG? Ain't nobody from Dade County, Florida, robbing Walmarts to eat?
No, not at IMG. These kids are getting paid. These high school kids are getting paid. I pray IMG calls for Julius. Yeah, give me that money. You know how much it's going to cost for him to go down to Florida? Go ahead, give me that money. Send me that little $500 a week. These kids are on national TV. Okay, I mean, it's your opinion. I can't be mad at you. I do want to show.
No, I mean, I just don't think that. You know, I just don't. I mean, it's a finesse. I just don't think it's that wild.
You don't think having a fake high school play on national TV when a team that doesn't have enough helmets?
It's a real school, though. It is a real school. It's a fake team, but it's a real school. They have a registered school. Fake team, real school. Players
but that's
are all.
The part of
but they're not in high school. I don't think they're in high school age because they're over 18, but they're not far. It's not like they're playing with, like, yeah, it's only 2 years, so these are all under 20-year-olds.
Yeah, but one
and
of
they're
the kids,
JUCO, and I think they said most of them were JUCO dropouts, so that means they didn't even, like, make it to a JUCO, so it's not like you're playing with powerhouses, which is why they got smashed, because, I mean, they weren't going, these weren't D1 athletes.
But one of the kids was able to get his senior year high school eligibility back. Because NCAA says, I don't know what you joined, but we're not going to count it against your eligibility. They just gave him another year of high school. And they were playing on ESPN. Okay, so we just don't agree. We just don't agree. Callie, have you filed the Bishop Sycamore story? Are you interested in any of it?
I just learned about it today, actually, and so I don't have as many details to really comment on it. So, one, I thought it was a fake high school. If it was a fake high school, that's ridiculously crazy, and I'm with Gun, beach bum. If it's a real high school, I still don't know how they – I don't know how they did that. I don't know. I feel like that's finesse. That's finesse.
Okay. DJ Cesar, you got any comment on the fake high school? That Blur feels like it's a real high school, even though they out here robbing Walmarts for Subway sandwiches.
If they had my child out there sleeping in a apartment, or
it'd be good for
house.
Him. Your child's four. He over here crying because he got to join a better school.
I feel bad about that too. So he said if he don't,
all right, that's personal.
He don't like him one day. Can he go back the first day?
Fuck
anyway,
that.
Yeah, if you have my child out here, and you promised all this stuff, and you didn't get none of that, that's crazy. It is. There's no reason why you should be able to. I don't even understand why. Like, this clearly shows
these schedules with different teams. Like, this is not based off of anything other than who you know and who you can call, because there's no reason why these people should be playing.
Right.
I mean, at least helmets, you know.
New York, you got anything?
I'm just listening. All I heard was the injury report of number 54. What, if 54 was in on a roster? And that's how they found out?
Bruh, the funny thing is there were so many, like, players sharing jersey numbers. We still don't know who that kid is.
Oh, nah. Yeah, say what? But I feel like people do that all the time. Yeah, I feel like people do that all the time. Well, I mean, it's sorry that they got caught. I'm sorry, but yeah, you know I mean, look, y'all should have just played that smarter at the end of the day. I mean, sorry to y'all, but you try to cheat the system, see what happened to you. At the end of the game, I mean, you play the games, you get fucked, right?
That's crazy. Anybody think I left on Bishop Sycamore? I just think it's one of the wildest stories. I don't know how Blur thinks it's not that big of a deal, but I can't believe a fake high school got on ESPN Showcase to play a game. Like, I mean,
yeah. The fact that they lost is the biggest story to me. The fact that they lost, like. I feel like if I'm going to do that much, my team's going to be stacked. Like we're not going to lose, right? Like, I'm going to go in and smack whoever I face, right? Because I'm on ESPN, right? And that's going to give me more credibility. Like, I thought, like, when you were first saying it, like, absent of the whole sharing of the helmet, the jersey, cool. I'm not sharing nobody else's helmet, you know. That's just disgusting. Because that's just, yeah. Who does that? I don't even know who does that. But the fact that they lost, though, like, that's the biggest story to me. Like, yeah, it's the biggest finesse because he was able to pull it off in terms of getting on ESPN and then get smacked, though. Like, come on, man. Like, that's the biggest story for me. If I'm going to go through all that effort to do all that, to, like, you know what I mean, to bamboozle my way on ESPN and all that kind of stuff to play the top team in the nation, like, I am going to get, like, balls, like, people, like, that I know that's going to be able to, like, perform for me. Like, there's no way I'm bringing a wax squad to that game.
Yeah, even this is a follow up MX's point. Like, you know what I mean, I take pride in my shit. Like, you know what I mean, I'm not sharing no jersey with nobody. I'm not sharing no jersey with nobody. I earned that number. Ain't nobody gonna take that away from me. Like, what, you gonna tell me sit on the bench and, like, what, exchange jersey with this person to go on the field and, like, mess up my stats? Hell nah, I'm not doing that regardless.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. I agree with Mextra 100%. Like, if I'm going to have an illegal school, I'm going to get every gangbanger with speed I know. I'm going to make sure that no matter who steps on that field, because no one's eligible at that point, we're going to at least have a show. Like, either we're going to fight after every play, we're going to have the best end zone dances, but we're going to be at least competitive. These dudes got ran off the field by some high school kids. Now, and I told DJ Cesar when I was having a discussion with her, let's not act like these high school kids are, you know, 16, 17. The scary part about, like, rules and laws that we were talking about is there's always loopholes. A lot of these kids at IMG Academy, like they're like 19-year-old juniors. It's like, yo, you shouldn't be 19-year-old in New Jersey. If we look at our children's progressions and when they start school, kindergarten, like, you mean to tell me you started kindergarten at 10 years old? Like, you too goddamn old.
So what they, what they did, what what they just kept reclassing.
Yeah, you just reclass. You start school late. You move. Somebody in your family moves. There's a change of address, so you got to restart. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of these kids who are old as shit playing high school, right? But what if you're going to have an illegal school? Like, it should be, like, above the rim out there. Somebody should have a gat in their football pants. At least make it exciting. I don't know. I mean, I hope no one gets hurt. Shout out to Bishop Sycamore. I would love a T-shirt. And then there's no bishop named Sycamore. Like, because now you're talking about, like, the Catholic religion. And MX, not to tell your business, but, you know, you have a Catholic background. There is no Bishop Sycamore. Which is making it even better.
Yeah, I've never heard of him as it is.
Bishop
from Juice.
Bishop Sycamore
from
Juice?
Stuff,
that
sure.
would be amazing.
It might be one. I don't know.
That's amazing. All right, anybody got anything left on Bishop Sycamore before we move on? Because we only got about 20 minutes left, and I got a couple topics that we need to get to. Anybody got anything left on Bishop Sycamore?
Keep it rolling.
All right, so next quick topic. So I'm having a conversation. I don't want to let any information out because I don't want to embarrass this man, but I'm having a conversation. And jokes always get thrown. The relationship I have with my boys like M Extra, like Blur, like New York, you know what I mean? Like my family, like dudes I would, even though I have a wife and a child, I would take a bullet for, right? Conversations go all over the place. It's all type of jokes, right? So I'm just putting that out there, right? So I'm having a conversation with somebody very close to me, right? And at one point, you know, the topic goes from, yo, you can't be sticking your tongue in someone's asshole. They respond with, man, I know it sounds bad, but fuck that. That shit feels good. We all start laughing, and then someone says, because it's a group text at this point, and someone says, yo, the next stop is a finger in your asshole. They respond with, nah, that's gay. And I got confused at that point. I would assume that a finger in your asshole is less tongue in your asshole. Like, when you're talking about the progression of things that should enter your asshole, I would think that a finger would come first and a tongue would come last. Now, look, I'm not here to judge any of y'all in your sexual fantasies or excursions. I'm not here to classify you as gay because you get a finger in your butthole and a tongue or one or the other. I'm not here to, right? I just want to have a discussion with, why are people who get their salad toss offended if someone says they would stick a finger in your butt? Because to me, for someone who has never gotten anything penetrated in their asshole, just because I don't trust my own asshole. I don't trust my white game. My white game is terrible. If DJ C. Siren licked my asshole, I would divorce her. I'm out because I could never kiss her again. So I just want to know if y'all want to have the conversation now. DJ C. Siren, you had your salad toss.
Yeah.
Have you had a finger in your butthole too? And which one's worse? You might as well get off your phone and answer this question. We here to pie tonight, baby.
Number one, you have to do it with a male gaze, not the other way around.
Wow.
The only way it's speaking of gay is that it's penetration, so like penis. So the reason why a finger would be more than a tongue is just because it would be longer. It would be more like a penis penetrating your butthole, which would be closer to gay sex.
But you're using your tongue. You eat with that.
I mean, we're not talking about...
You can't wash your tongue.
I'm not talking about in terms of what you think is cleaner or what's more...
What's more sensual? Tonguing a woman down or fingering a woman?
Well, What do you mean? More what?
Sensual. More feeling. Giving a nice tongue down or fingering a woman. I would assume that tonguing a woman down is more sensual than fingering a woman.
But when you move to the butt, it changes.
So, oh, the different rules for the butt?
No, it's sensual. We're talking about what is thought as homosexual.
Okay, well, let's get everybody
else. I feel like you're missing the cardinal saying, yeah. Like, it's a classic saying, and I'm surprised you're missing it. Like, I'm really surprised at you right now. Like, you got to lick it before you can stick it. You know, like, that's a classic line. Classic line. And you missed the opportunity by saying that you got to stick it before you lick it. Like, that's not how it goes.
Are we still talking about the booty hole? Because
yeah.
I've actually known
what
the booty hole
is.
I've never licked
it. I need a lot, but I'm just saying, I mean, you had an opportunity to go there, and you didn't.
Yeah, you be out here tossing salad, Joe?
Nah, man, listen, I don't do that, bro. Man, listen, I ain't having nobody do that with me either. Like, you're going to get socked. You're going to get socked upside the head. You know what I mean? Like, you can go as far as the balls, you know. You start going to that what's that little space between the balls? I forgot. I always forget the name. The space between the balls and the ass. It's called, it has a name. What's the name?
The tape.
What's the name, DJ?
The tape.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Perineum.
Yeah.
Sounds like an Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you start getting there, I got my fist starting to ball up just in case you're getting froggy. Because you're going to get socked.
Blur, what you got?
I mean, I think I need to clarify what point of view are you taking it from? The person who was receiving or the person who's actually doing the licking and the sticking? Because I think it varies. I think that it depends on which role you're playing in that equation. Because if you're receiving, then you're being penetrated by a finger. So, yeah, that's wrong. If you're just getting your salad tossed, I don't think penetration is required. Like, is it? Because I've never done this, but I'm assuming I always thought, like, there was no penetration. It was just licking. Like, you could lick something and not go in. Like, if you're sticking your finger in, that's penetration. You've just been penetrated. That is, if you're a man, yeah, that's a no-go.
What if she stuck
that line
her tongue in your ass?
We got to go one at a time. New York, what's your question?
First of all, no, it's no penetration. What are you talking about? There's no penetration in my ass. What are you talking about? I don't care if it's like a tongue or nothing. Like, yeah, nah, it's no penetration. What are you talking about? Hell nah. What the fuck is y'all talking about right now?
But I guess that's the question. Can you penetrate with a tongue? Because
look, I can penetrate with a tongue or whatever y'all mean. With my shorty, y'all mean in a pee area. I don't know if I can like literally like say this on the air. Most definitely. Oh, the pee area, the pussy. First of all, I penetrate my shorty with the pee area. Y'all mean pussy? Y'all mean I lick the clit? Y'all mean, and I penetrate her with my tongue, all in that shit. But I mean, if it was reversed out, nah, she's not putting her tongue in my asshole. First of all, she's not tossing my salad. This is not no crouton shit. Like, nah, you can't do that. You're not doing that. This is not no Caesar salad. Nah, it's not happening. I do that to you. I do that to you. This is not no Caesar salad. This is not no whatever you choose. This is not no salad from Pop Bellies. This is not nothing from none of that shit. You can't do that to me. Hell no.
To the PR.
Yeah.
I don't know if he meant by
the word pussy or where he urinated or where she urinated at?
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the pussy area, I licked the clit, y'all mean? I tongue you down, but as far as the pot belly Charlotte, it's not happening regards to me. I'm not doing the Lamborghini doors. I'm not doing nothing for you. I'm not doing nothing for you. You can't do nothing outside of that, y'all mean? You can't lick the gooch. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing.
But I guess that's my question. Like, why are guys who are willing to get their salad tossed, and I'm not here to judge y'all. I wouldn't do it. I've been witness to my own poops, so I have too much respect and love for women for them to ever get near my asshole, because I've seen the wars that my asshole has fought. And it's been a long and bloody and tough battle over the past 40 years. But, you know, I wouldn't want to do that to a woman that I cared about. But if you're a guy who doesn't mind getting a shower toss, and again, I'm not here to judge. I just don't understand why you would be cool with a tongue going to your asshole and be offended by a finger. Because, Blur, you said one's penetration, one's not. But if someone's licking your asshole, they're probably going in. So it's all penetration, right?
Look, man, you try to educate me on this. I don't think so. I don't know. I thought it was, I've never had the pleasure of doing either, but I just assume it wasn't. Well, let's put it this way. Licking it doesn't have to be penetration. If you get a finger, you get penetrated. So just off of a lack of options, one is a guaranteed penetration and one is optional. So, nah, one is definitely worse than the other.
But the option isn't up to you. It's whoever's doing the licking.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming this is all consensual. So, yeah, you got some boundaries that have been set.
See, I feel like it's a gateway. I feel like that's the gateway. I feel like, yo, if she out here tossing a salad, she might slide the finger in the jaw. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I can't. You gotta stop it at the balls. Like, you can't even let her get close. Like, you just got, you can't open that door and then try to close the jaw, like, when the finger starts to go in that direction. Like, you can't do it. Like, you got to be able to set clear and present and boundaries. Like, you can't, I'm with you, Beach Bum. Like, you can't be out here comfortable with somebody tossing a salad, and then when they finger in the jaw, then you all say you big mad. I was all around your ass, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, you can't be out here. You got to be an all or nothing deal for me. Like, you can't be out here comfortable with one and then be like, oh, nah, but you ain't gonna penetrate it, though. You can lick all you want. Nah, yo, you done lost all credibility with me, dog. Like, ain't no way you're gonna have to justify that and feel like you still a big man on campus and shit after you just got the salad toss, but wouldn't let somebody stick a finger in your butt. Like, come on, bro. Nah. You're not gonna do that.
Nice.
I'm not letting that
happen. Exactly. Say what? And first of all, not even that. Y'all mean you be paying for the women to get their nails done? They got mad acrylics on. Like, I mean, they got 6-inch nails. Like, what are you talking about? Hell nah. What is he talking about?
Look, yeah. I'm only telling you the discussion I had that I was confused about. I was hoping that maybe y'all would understand something that I didn't and can explain to me. But it looks like we're all on the same page. DJ C. Siren, you agree? You tapped out for the night?
No. Yeah. I mean, I...
You said no? Yeah.
No, I haven't tapped out for the night. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it's just what people say to make me feel better. I feel like that person, if there's a regular salad tossing,
they've
been pegged.
That's an interesting term. You should see the movements, DJ. She said, you're not begging me, buddy. I will divorce you. I hope you understand that. You beg me, it's over. And I'm going to the judge and tell them what you did, and I'm going to get full custody.
I'm not surprised.
That I got pegged?
Or
what? What are you talking about?
I'm not surprising you. Like, I don't want to get mushed in the face.
Oh, yeah, because I'm definitely sorry.
The one time I tried, me 12 gun was drunk and sleep.
Uh-oh, you tried to get my asshole when I was drunk and sleep? That's great.
I was coming up.
Y'all heard her, right? Hey, for the court system, where we at? We at season 5, episode 45. DJ C. Sire tried to rape me. Go ahead.
No, I almost got kicked in the head. Well, you got surprised last time.
Oh, yeah, I did almost.
Trying to walk up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. That was a funny story. What happened? Was I knocked out? Was I high or drunk?
You were drunk. I
was drunk. Yeah, and I thought you were in the bed. I heard someone come up the steps. And I almost gave these inside a karate kick that back down the steps. Yeah, she'd have died that night. And I would have tried to cover up the murder. Because you can't say, yo, I accidentally kicked my wife in the face. I know she died, but it was an accident. Like, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I would have to take into MX's property, so he could bury her.
Thanks for calling 911 to try to save
you. Oh, man. What a good show tonight, man. That's it for us, man. Really, really good show. Anybody got anything left on anal probing?
I feel like if you got a tongue that's going willing to go down there in either direction, you lick in the ass or you getting your ass licked, that's a gateway to penetration. If you let your girl put your legs all the way in the air to suck your dick, that's a gateway to penetration. If you let your girl suck your dick from behind, gateway to penetration. Like, I feel like it should be like a man law against all these things. And I'm not knocking you for doing it. I'm just saying it's a gateway to penetration. And we should have a man law for gateways to penetration and list all these things that I just named.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Anybody got anything left? Anybody else got anything left? Terrible answer. Blur, New York, y'all got anything? Queen dropped off on us, man. Queen, thank you for joining the show. Always appreciate having your voice on here. New York, Blur, y'all got anything left before we get out of here?
No, ain't no problem, no.
Okay. All right. So before we get out of here, I can do that at the end. All right, so, hey, we're going to call that a night, man. We got some more topics. I did want to talk about Ida and the hurricane that came through. Hey, man, so all the families in New Orleans, Jersey, New York, I hope y'all being safe out there. I got a couple buddies that got flooded out, some siding that's up to their house. But that was a real hurricane. It's crazy how that hurricane hit New Orleans is like a Category 3, and it went through Jersey. It's just a tropical storm, and, man, it caused tornadoes and everything, man. So we got a tornado warning down here. It was just on the back end of the storm. So be safe as we hit hurricane season. College football's back. Enjoy college football. Colorado and Minnesota's in a good game right now. Coastal Carolina, watch out, man. Hey, for all you bettors out there, Coastal Carolina, always bet the over. I think they won 56-7 tonight, and I think the line was 45. Bet the over. So we'll talk more about the hurricane next week and the impact. And then I'll say my piece. I'll give Callie's information because she sent me some links to help with the wildfires in California. Please help her out. She does a lot of good work out there. Really good human being. So if you can help with the people fighting the wildfires and all the animals out there. She had to hop off the line because a raccoon got hit or something. Raccoon got injured. She had to go save a raccoon. But I know she got a rabies shot, so she should be safe. But that's about it for tonight. DJ C. Sire, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Good evening. Y'all.
Good evening? Good night?
Good night. Yeah.
Hello, good night?
Hello, goodbye, good night.
New York, you got anything?
So now that I got, other than, y'all, me, flip your pillows every now and then, y'all.
Nah, New York, my bad. You close out the show. I'm sorry. I'm slipping. I ain't heard from you in a couple of weeks. My bad. MX, you got anything?
Yeah, man.
Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Register to be the match. Donate some blood. And ironically, it is Prostate Awareness Month as well. Amen. That's only the finger that you should accept in your ass, y'all, if it's coming from your doctor, because we need to make sure that as a black man, black around people, get your prostate checked. That's all I got.
Appreciate you, man. Always good having you on here, man. Blur, what you got?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, get your prostate checked. Go sit on the finger somewhere. China is banning video games for kids under 18. They're down. They're limited to 3 hours a week of video games, and it only can be played Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They're about to take over the world. I see it now. I don't know what we got to do. I'm open to suggestions. Let's talk about it next week. How do we combat China? Like, if they limited their kids to video games to 3 hours a week, I think the answer is that we just turn everything into a video game. We make all our wars fought on video games, and that's the only way I think we'll have the upper hand. We got to do something.
We already beat China before. Just drop a nuclear bomb on them.
That was Japan. Hey, Blur, put that link in the chat.
I'm just joking. I don't want nobody to cancel me because of that. I'm just joking. I love Asians. I'm a fan of General Souls and all that good stuff. All right, let me get off of here.
Real quick. Let me
go ahead.
Real quick, let me just expand on that real quick. I will put the link in the group chat. But yeah, they're trying to tell people because China, you know, everybody remembers how they used to have the one child rule. They've now expanded that over the past couple of decades to three. But the reason is because they had all these men and there's no women for them to continue the population with. So China's population is actually in decline. I think it's declined in most major powers, but it's in decline, and there's still a growing economy, about to be the world's largest economy, and they're not going to have any workforce or any military if they continue on this path. So the government is trying to tell people, hey, you're allowed to have three kids. Have three kids, and we'll help you. Like you were saying, this actually, I thought about this when you were talking about Texas, how they're forcing people to have kids, and they're not helping them with it. China's like, yeah, have your three kids, and we'll help you. We're making it safe out here for kids. They can't play video games, and they don't. There's no written test for, I think, 10 and under in China. They banned written tests because they don't want them to stress. I'll put the link in the group text, but just wanted to throw that information out there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. We got to go. We got 2 minutes left. Hey, if you want to help Cali out, go to CaliforniaWildfireRelief.org. I just hit the wrong link. CaliforniaWildRelief.org. You can also go to Animal Services at, and we're going to make sure we donate, probably not tonight because I had too much larceny. You can go to E as in egg, D as in David, C as in canary, gov.us. That was awful.
If you all just post that shit in the chat.
Well, it's for people who I'm not in the chat with. I'm extra. We have other listeners besides just us four. I just don't let them on all the time. And go to SACB as in like B, like Bumblebee. Because I don't want people to put SAC. Go to SACBEE.com. Make sure you all help the California wildfires. I appreciate all your work you do, Cali. Go ahead and save the animals out there. I look forward to hearing stories from you later on this week. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, other than that, y'all, you know I mean, make sure you flip your pillows every now and then, y'all, you know I mean. Other than that, I don't think men should be making laws about women. Other than that, y'all, you know I mean, make sure. Yeah, thank you. Other than that, you know what I mean? Make sure, yeah, look, I just accepted an Uber driver. Make sure my Uber driver get the credit too and all this other shit and all of that. But other than that, you know what I mean? Make sure these motherfucking football people, you know what I mean? You gotta check the roster. You gotta check the roster. Make sure these people ain't like, you know what I mean, like half their age. You got to make sure these people ain't half their age showing up on ESPN, taking the glory for the other people and other than that. But other than that, you know what I mean? Make sure you ain't out here spreading your legs like the Lamborghini doors, you know what I mean? Getting your salad tossed and shit like that, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't discriminate and anything like that, you know what I mean? If you get your Caesar salad toast or whatever, anything that you get for Potbelly, you know what I mean? Get your salad toast, pause if necessary. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Don't spread your chicken wings open for the Lamborghini doors. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Take care of your health, you know what I mean? Is COVID still going on right here? You got to protect your cough. You got to protect your sneeze. You got to protect everything. But at the end of the day, you make it alive until the next episode.
Yo, calling them anchovies and tossing salad. Like, if you think about how, like, little black dots anchovies are and think about tossing a salad, like, that's pretty awesome. Hey, hell of a show tonight. Till next week.